Out of Bounds on Triple M for Motel Le Grand, Albany's premier motel and restaurant.
And welcome back to Out of Bounds on Saturday morning on Triple M. And we've got someone new on the line, Darcy Cameron from the Sydney Swans, an ex-Albany product, gone through Claremont and drafted by Sydney. Good morning, Darcy.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
No pleasure. And 2012, you left North Albany, a club which your family is well connected with, and went to Claremont.
Yeah, I moved up to Perth for schooling in Hale, and so began my journey there, and then started playing football for Claremont that year. I played games when I could, and then towards the end of the season, when the school season finished, I was able to knock up a few Colts games, which was definitely handy for the next year, going into my Colts year.
And you've spent, what, 2-3 years there?
Played 2 years, yeah, with the Colts. Yeah, and then went on to play another 3 years with the seniors, in and out of the reserves for those first 2 years, and then a full year in the league, 2016.
So you got drafted eventually. You had two or three goes at it, obviously. It's not an easy process to go through. It must be quite emotionally draining.
Yeah, well, it definitely was. To get there after my fourth draft camp, or my draft combine, it was took a lot of relief off, but I don't know. It was more, after the first one, it was very motivational, and just made me want it more. And each year I got closer and closer, but I just wanted it, just pretty much just made me want it more. And then as soon as I got it, it felt good, but it's still a long journey to go, I hope.
Yeah, and you went to Sydney, a club after my own heart, and I'm very proud that you have. And the culture in there, and obviously, you know, we hear about it and read about the culture of the Bloods, but no one really is, you know, unless you've been there, you wouldn't understand it.
Yeah, I think everyone tries to explain it to everyone, and some people just don't quite understand. But as soon as I got here, I knew what everyone meant straight away. My first 3 days, I felt so welcome, and things I do outside of the club that no one else sees as well. That just, you just feel like a really part of the club, and no one missing. Just like that, everyone's a real tight group, and yeah, you don't feel alone at all over here, especially coming from so far away. So we got one boy from Ireland here, and he loves it here, and wouldn't change a thing, I don't think.
And the coach, John Longmire, how have you settled in with him?
Yeah, good. Yeah, he's an extremely good coach. He's I don't know how he sleeps at night sometimes, because he he stresses himself over a lot of things. But he's an unbelievable coach, and he gets the best out of everyone, which is the best thing. And he knows his footy.
And you've suffered a very serious shoulder injury requiring a reconstruction. How's that going?
Yeah, good. I mean, I'm into week 9 now. My shoulder reconstruction. I have a Lataje operation, which is what everyone seems to be leaning towards now, instead of the normal Rico. So that's week 9, and now it's starting to get some good range on it, and I'm about 7 weeks away from it fully being recovered.
Well, Luke, thank you very much for your time Saturday morning. Really appreciate you giving it time to talk with us, and we wish you well with your recovery, and I hope you really make it over there and represent the town of Albany, or the city of Albany.
Yeah. All right, thanks, Adrian.